Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Today's show, we're going to touch on a subject that I think is one we really ought to talk on, and one that I think could really interest most of you if you, again, take it with an open mind, an open ear, and listen with the intent in which the message is meant to be conveyed, and that is basically just to share knowledge. Each of us is constantly looking to grow, to develop, and to become better than we started out to be, to actually become the thing that we were meant to be, which is mature, adult, and growing human beings. Well, one of the things that we need to do in order to get that way is that we need to realize that we need to treat everybody with respect. We need to treat everybody as if they have a gift to give. We also need to understand that, as it was said once before, God gave us two ears and one mouth. Why was that? There had to be an infinite plan. There had to be some true reason why we were blessed with two ears and one mouth. And I believe that that reason was so that we could listen more than we speak. However, most of us speak more than we listen. And the interesting thing about that is that if we were to just stop talking, and I'm not just talking about talking out loud, I'm talking about talking when someone else is talking, talking when someone else is trying to make a point, trying to make yourself more important than you are, then you'll realize that there's people around you that can help you in your ultimate goal, which is to become more. People which could help you in your ultimate goal, which is to truly find happiness and find joy. Well, one of the things I'd like to bring to your attention in today's show is that because of the fact that most of us are engaged in constant self-talk on a regular basis, because of the fact that most of us really aren't listening to the person next to us, we're really missing great and big opportunities. And what do I mean by great and big opportunities? What I'm saying is that a lot of times we don't know who we're sitting next to. We don't know who they know. We don't know how, by just maybe keeping our mouths shut and listening to someone else, trying to find out what their thoughts are, what their concerns are, what the things are that push their buttons, we could also learn more about ourselves. Sometimes you would be surprised if you knew about someone of influence that some of your fellow associates and others have. Sometimes you'd be surprised if you listen to some of the seniors tell you their stories and tell you how life has treated them and the experience that they've had. What is that experience? That experience is that they've lived lives that we haven't lived. In some cases, there's great lessons to be learned. I'm not saying that some of the data isn't antiquated. Yes, it may be antiquated. It may be out of date. However, the circumstances, the situations, the things that happen in it are very much the same. So you never know who you're sitting next to, and you never know how that person can help you or how you may be able to help that person, especially if your mouth is constantly moving and you're not allowing them to share with you the knowledge, the experience, and all of the things in which they have to share. There's a gentleman that I met some time ago in a senior apartment complex. The man didn't know me from a can of paint. Basically, I went to a function with my wife's grandmother, and it was a little party, and we were invited to it, and we went to it. And while we were there, you know, as usual, I'm going to be as sociable as I can possibly be. And most times, believe it or not, even though I talk a lot on Blog Talk, and sometimes I talk maybe a little bit more than other people would like me to talk, in reality, most times I'm really not talking. Most times I'm listening to other people because I want to hear what they have to say. Because it may not be important to anyone else in that room, but it's important to me. And what's happened from that is that I've gained a lot of valuable information. And I'm not saying information that, you know, necessarily gave me money or gave me control or gave me power, but I got a lot of information in the sense of that person's world, that person's reality, what makes them tick, things that they'd love to share with other people, but they can't get the rest of us to shut up long enough to actually listen. You know, I ask questions about the information that's given, and I don't ask questions in the sense of challenging that information. I ask questions in the sense of trying to pull out more information, trying to get that person to remember a little bit more than they remembered the last time that they told a story to somebody, or the last time that they tried to get someone to listen and they didn't listen. You know, most of us assume that we know it all, when in truth, most of us know nothing. And compared to the universe and compared to people out there that have lived long before us, yes, our information may be more up to date with the times. However, there's an old saying, those of us who fail to acknowledge history are destined to repeat it. And that holds true with most people. Ladies and gentlemen, life is a gift. And as Helen Keller said, life is a smorgasbord and most people are starving to death. You know, I mean, there's just so much opportunity out there, and that opportunity is all around us. You know, I was recently talking with a gentleman in Ohio, and he was explaining to me a bunch of different things, and I was trying to explain to him that I understood what he was saying. However, the data in which he was functioning off of was antiquated. So basically, I was trying to explain to him that, yes, the building is the same, but the same building that used to be a church is now a house of ill repute. The outside structure is the same. However, the inside is totally different. You know, the laws have changed. Things have gotten stricter. Rules and regulations have changed. Some have gotten worse. Some have gotten better. But I wasn't saying that his information was wrong. I was saying that his information at the time in which he collected it was correct. However, things have changed, so now that information, even though it was correct at the time that it was given, and it was true at the time that it was given, at least in his eyes, it is not necessarily correct today. I also had a conversation with the same individual, and I was trying to explain to the person that, you know, the reason that most groups are in the position that they're in today isn't because of any particular race. It isn't because of any particular group. It's because of the individuals in the group that were affected that allowed those changes to take place. They allowed those changes and those people that are of power now to gain more power. Why? Because they didn't take a stand. They didn't stand up for the things that they believed in so that they could actually get somewhere. Why? Because they were too busy trying to one-up the person next to them instead of working as a team, working as a group, working as a soul body for a certain success. And when you think of that, I'm kind of getting off subject a little bit, but when you think of that, Martin Luther King, should he have succeeded? Statistically, no. Did he succeed? Yes. Mahatma Gandhi, should he have succeeded? No, he shouldn't have succeeded. However, he did succeed. Why? Through his own guile, through his own effort. Rosa Parks, a lady that was just tired and didn't want to get up and give up her seat, that started a movement, and that movement started a whole different way of looking at things. The ability for women to vote, you know, that was something that women fought for forever because they didn't have a voice. Even after the Emancipation Proclamation came out, it wasn't until many, many, many years later that women were acknowledged as equal partners in a relationship, that women were acknowledged with the ability to vote, and that their words had something of power, of necessity, of strength. It was a movement that did that, and it's the same thing for any group out there. Anyway, again, my show today is about you don't know who's sitting next to you, and that you need to treat everybody with respect. Because a man doesn't have on a suit or a woman doesn't have on a dress doesn't mean that that woman doesn't have the right to be respected and acknowledged, and that she shouldn't be heard. The same thing for a man that walks into a store, just because he's wearing baggy pants or just because he's in a more casual setting and he walks into a store that is, let's say, one of a little bit upper class, does not mean that he should be accosted with, "Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you?" Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that each of us gets up every morning and puts our pants on, our shoes on, our socks on, stockings, skirts, dresses, whatever it is that you wear. And that each of us needs to understand that the other person next to you, across from you, and around from you needs to be respected and needs to be given that respect. Do not assume just because someone works in an unrelated industry, all right, that that person can't help you or can't give you a referral or can't speak up for you. Do not think because you have a particular status or a particular position in the company or you drive a particular car, you should be given a certain level of respect. Everyone should be given the same level of respect, and that level of respect should be appropriate for any human being and should be something that someone accepts gladly, not something that they have to deserve. You deserve that respect just because you woke up this morning and you breathe. And everybody needs to understand that money is not necessarily power. It's just like knowledge is not power. It is information and knowledge that is used that gives a person power, that gives a person position. It's not about class. There really is no class. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that think having a lot of money gives you class, you are delusional. All right? If you're not accepted, you're not accepted. It doesn't matter how much money you have. All that money does is it's a filter so that people will act like they respect you until you don't have any more money. And then once you have no more money, you're the same bag of rags that you were before you had money. Someone that no one will listen to, no one will acknowledge, and no one will respect. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to live in a world, and we need to create a world where everybody is given their due respect. We also need to understand that everyone has hard times, that things happen, and hard times can fall on us all. It doesn't take a corporate executive to connect with you, all right, or to connect you to a company executive, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, understand that when you're looking for referrals, when you're looking for help, when you're looking for someone to do something for you, that that person could be as simple as the lady that you see in a grocery store. It could be some great grandmother that you treated respectfully. Let's look at someone like Bill Gates. First off, you know, someone said not too long ago, Bill Gates didn't finish college. They're correct. He didn't finish college. However, Bill Gates dropped out of one of the most elite schools that there were. And I believe he had 3 years in that school and had made it and made the grades before he dropped out. Now, when we talk about the power of influence, one of the things that helped him was the fact that his mother, if I remember correctly, was also on the board, one of the advisory boards for the company that helped him to push forth his overall goal and to get his company off the ground. But again, that was a connection, all right? I also heard a story once about a gentleman that was driving down the side of the road, and I believe it was Donald Trump's car broke down. And this man didn't want anything, didn't even know Donald Trump was in the limousine. Walked up to the limousine driver who had a flat, helped the guy fix his tire. Mr. Trump, from what I understand, rolled down the window and offered to help the man. The man said, "No, I don't need any help. I'm just being kind and doing a service that I would want someone to do for me if it was me." The gentleman walked away and refused to take money or anything like that. Now, this story may not be exact. But the end result of that story was Mr. Trump, being grateful, paid for that gentleman's house who had just lost his job and was looking for work. But that gentleman didn't cry to Mr. Trump about the fact that he had lost his job or that he was out of work or any of those things. He just did a service to another human being. Why am I telling this story? I'm telling this story because, again, be it the bus, be it the plane, be it the train, okay, be it standing in the lavatory, be it standing in a restaurant, be it standing online for a movie, you never know who's sitting next to you. So that means you need to give each and every person that you experience the courtesy that they're due. It could help your failure or your success. You need to treat everyone with respect. You need to treat everyone with a certain level of onus in some cases. All right. Again, don't think that because you got a position, it means something. The only person that your position means anything to is you and your particular company or the position that you're in. The people around you don't give a rat's tail that you're the COTAR, the president, the waiter, the ambassador, nobody, or the business owner. Nobody cares. As, what was it? I believe Zig Ziglar said it. People don't care until they know how much you care. So when that, what that means is that people don't care until they know that you care about them. When you start caring about people, people start caring about you. When you start giving of yourself, people want to help you. Why do they want to help you? One, because that giving needs to be sincere. And if it is, and if it's received sincerely, then those people want to help you. Why? Because there just aren't that many genuine people in the world. Okay? There's a lot of people in the world. And you guys have heard me say this before. Most people are characters. They do not have character. So if you're somebody that's faking it till you make it, then that means you're a character because you don't have any character. People, members, and others have connections. They have connections through their family. They have connections through their friends. They have connections through their hobbies, as well as their clients and colleagues. Never overlook the networking possibilities that come to play with the people that you deal with, even if you play a sport with them. Always be upfront and honest. The reason that you always want to be upfront and honest is because, again, today you may be on top, but tomorrow you may be on the bottom. You need to be somebody that basically talks the talk and walks the walk. Why? Because if you don't, your character is going to be damaged. Your ability to influence people in a positive way is going to be lacking, and people are going to remember it. There's a saying. If you do something right, people remember it for a moment. If you do something wrong, people remember it for a lifetime. And in some cases, that's true. But if you do something right and you do it without any gain, you do it without any benefit to you, and people see it, that person that it meant something to, that person that it was important to, even though it may not have been specifically important to them at the time, if that person or if the right people see that you're genuine, that you're sincere, and that you really are concerned about their welfare or what's going on with them, and that you're a person that's giving of yourself and of your time, not just of your wallet, okay, that person is going to remember that. They're going to put that into that little file that most people don't see and most people don't access. But when it time counts, that benefit is the benefit that could help you to become the person that you want to be. You know, I know a guy who helped an executive now out a long time ago. And basically he blew a lot of smoke over the executive's eyes because in truth, he really doesn't give a crap. However, it made so much of an impression on that executive that that executive to this day will cover up, will guard, and will do things to help protect that person. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking that person's game. But what I'm saying is that that person, even though in this scenario isn't exactly the best person, that person will be protected as long as that executive is in position, of course, until it comes to where that position is going to threaten that executive's position itself. But anyway, we need to treat everybody with respect. The dentist, the cosmetologist, the salesperson, the marketer, the gardener, the mother, the father, the business person, they may end up being your biggest source of a referral or your biggest source of business or someone that can just give a good word when you didn't even know a good word was necessary or when you really needed that good word. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go with faith and use our reasoning. There's a reason why we need to treat people with respect. We also have to have the faith in other people to understand that eventually the things that we do good will come to light. They may not come to light today. They may not come to light tomorrow. But the person that they come to light to every second of every minute and every time that you breathe air is you. You know what you should have done. You know what you didn't do. You know what you could have done. You know what you should have done and maybe did not do. So, what do we need to be doing? We need to be constantly on the alert to make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do, to make sure that we are being the people that we were meant to be, that we are striving to reach that higher level and striving to become the people that we were meant to become, and to stop looking at the petty stuff. Stop making excuses to why this and this isn't working. We need to step it up, and we need to be the men and the women that we were supposed to be. If you're having, what was it? I believe it was Jim Rohn said, we need to stop wishing that it was easier and wish that we were better. We need to stop saying that there are no opportunities and saying that there's no opportunities and we need to get more skills. If you don't see any opportunities, it's because you lack the skills. Now, what are those skills? Those skills could be technical. Those skills could be social. Those skills could be a whole bunch of different things. But if you don't have the skills, then you can go out and get them. All right? If you think that things are too hard, then that means maybe you're not working hard enough. You need to work on you. I don't know what the particular reason is that life is so hard for you. All I can tell you is that you can't lose as long as you keep trying. The day that you give up is the day that you lose. The day that you give up is the day that it's over. All right? I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care if you're a freaking brigadier general. Whatever you've done that's got you to that point was enough to get you to that point. It will not carry you until tomorrow. It will not necessarily carry you to the next thing. So that means any of us that stop trying to learn, that stop trying to grow, that stop trying to develop, we are going to what? We are going to become antiquated. We are going to become out of date. Remember, whatever it is that you know today has gotten you where you are today. So if you want to get any further than you presently are, then that means that there's some work required. And that work required has to come from you. That effort required has to come from you. That goal that you want to reach is guess whose goal? It's your goal. How are you going to reach your goal? You're only going to reach your goal by stepping up to the table and doing what you need to do to make that particular goal, to make that particular thing a reality. Stop blaming the world for your disadvantages. Stop blaming the world because things aren't working for you. If your relationship isn't working, ladies and gentlemen, whose relationship is it? It's yours. So who needs to work on it? You. If you're supposed to call somebody, call them. If you're supposed to be someplace, be there. If you're supposed to do something and you're supposed to be in a certain type of dress or a certain type of ready position when you get there, be in that position. Matter of fact, not only be there, but be there early. If you think that you're going to be 15 minutes, that it's going to take you 15 minutes to get someplace, then you need to leave a half an hour early. Why? To make sure that you're going to be there. Do you necessarily need to walk into the building when you get there? No, not if you're really early. However, you need to be fashionably early because that is a whole lot better, especially for an appointment, than you being fashionably late. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is about you don't know who they know. Due to the fact that you don't know who they know, you need to treat everybody with respect. Your garbage man needs to be treated with respect. Your postman, okay? The lady that sits next to you and does absolutely nothing but annoy the crap out of you, that person needs to be treated with respect, all right? Just because they disrespect you does not give you the right to disrespect them. Now, you do have the right to remove yourself from that person's company if that person is making a habit of disrespecting you, because you shouldn't be disrespected. But again, that would be somebody that shouldn't be around you anyway, because they shouldn't be in your circle. And as somebody said to me once, if someone calls you a name, be polite. If somebody calls your parent a name, be polite. As long as they don't put their hands on you, be polite. Again, if they're telling bad stories about you, the quick question and the quick answer is it true? Because if it isn't true, does it matter? No, it's not true. So since it's not true, why are you giving it more power, more weight, and more attention than it's worth? Again, the only person that can give a lie about you power is you. Because if it's not true, it's just not true. So, before you talk, before you react, and before you criticize, think, stop. Think about it before you actually open your mouth. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple. It's success or failure. Now, keep this in mind. Life happens to us all, and the same wind blows on us all. Before you pray and before you quit, try. Try, try, and try again. Sometimes it may take you 10 times. Sometimes it may take you 10,000. But in the end, if you succeed at your goal, if instead of getting failure, you get success, is it worth it? Of course it's worth it. It depends on how much you put into it. Life is a journey, not a destination. But ladies and gentlemen, let's keep the faith. Let's keep our reason, and let's make that journey. Let's succeed at the things we want to succeed at, and let's give everyone the respect that they're due until they've proved that they don't need to be in your circle. And then you still don't need to disrespect them. You just need to remove them from your circle. You just remove them from your body of influence. So, with that said, remember, you don't know who you are. That person who you're treating like crap could be your biggest asset or could not. Can you afford it when you need it for them to not be your asset? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please check us out on Facebook at the Zurian Show. And if you have any comments or anything that you'd like to share with us, please do. We always look forward to feedback, because that's the end of the week. Take care.